Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government taking steps to boost milk production. Find out more on today's program and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
The government is aiming to significantly boost local milk production from the current level of 13 million litres annually to 20 million litres per year by 2020. Director General in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Vivian Brown, says the ministry has employed a number of strategies to develop the dairy industry. Among them is improving the genetic performance of the animals and providing the appropriate environment for cattle rearing. A heifer redevelopment program is another initiative being undertaken where the animals are purchased and redeployed to farms on a loan basis in order to expand the heifer population. In addition, farmers are being provided with adequate water and fodder to mitigate the impact of droughts.
We are introducing fodder banks, fodder that we plant and store in order to offset the absence of such feed in the dry season. We are also providing water tanks where farmers can harvest and store water, especially for the dry season.
A training program in the adoption of new technologies which can be accessed through the Dairy Development Board is also among the initiatives to expand the local dairy industry.
We must move from the situation where more than 90% of the island's dairy consumption is imported, where we are importing some US$52 million worth of milk and milk substitutes annually, and where we have moved from producing 38.8 million liters in 1992 to less than 200 farmers supplying approximately 12 million liters in 2015.
Director General in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Vivian Brown. He was speaking at the recently held Separate Foundation Scholarship Awards ceremony in Kingston. Mr. Brown says the government wants to see more value-added products being created and foreign exchange being earned rather than being spent on importing milk and milk substitutes that can be produced in Jamaica. He has also lauded Separate for partnering with the local dairy industry with the objective of supplying 65% of CARICOM's milk demand by 2025. Five of the 37 scholarship recipients are students of the College of Agriculture Science and Education CASE. The CASE scholarship is valued at $3 million per year, and this includes the research and technical assistance that Separate will be providing to the institution annually. Now for a management tip for the frosty pod rot cocoa disease. Limit the movement of workers from infected to healthy fields. Encourage workers to work in only one field in case of infection and always wear a fresh set of clothing to limit the spread of spores. For more information, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 924-8906. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If I not so, I nearly so. Translation: if it's not so, it's nearly so. And this means, if this isn't the truth, it's close to the truth. This Jamaican phrase is usually used to give credence to a rumor. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.